Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for our Republican American Report. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. You can find their work, of course, in the newspaper or rap-am.com on the web. Good morning there, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Ruth.
Another beautiful Monday morning.
You know,
last 3 days have been exceptional.
Let me put it this way, Ruth. In working in radio, and you know this, working in the newspaper, I had two assignments this weekend. One to go to Chatham, New York for their Summerfest, and one to go, of course, to the Falls Village Car Show. Chatham, New York on Saturday was exactly like it was at the car show yesterday. Two picture-perfect days to be outside and talking to people in a row. Amazing.
It's wonderful. When I think of talking to you in January, this is the best.
We have to start off with the car show. Ruth, I get there early. By the time I got there, a little after 8 o'clock, there already were 500 cars there.
It was incredible. I think I parked almost in Cornwall. It was, you pulled in, and it was just unbelievable. They ended up with over 700 cars, and I can't imagine the number of spectators. I have no idea, but it transforms Little Falls Village into a metropolis. It's incredible.
And what's amazing about it is, even with all the tough parking and even with people having, there is not one person that complains about anything, because it is such just an amazing day.
It really is. It's hard to believe you're in Falls Village. And just the cars, the cycles, the people, the camaraderie, it was incredible. And, of course, the star of the day was Dennis Gage, who is from My Classic Car, the TV show, which I must acknowledge I didn't know about until I met him. But apparently it's been on for 23 years, and he's got a tremendous following. We were trying to talk, and people just wanted to have their picture taken and autographs signed by him. It was amazing.
And he was there filming segments for his show. And that means next year there'll be 1,000 cars.
Yeah.
People come from all over because it's such a special show.
I understand there are people from Michigan, from all over New England. It really was amazing.
And it all started out as an anniversary for Jacob's Garage 9 years ago.
Exactly.
And look what, and now you've got Jacob's Garage, Toymakers Cafe, Falls Village Fire Department, and also the Falls Village Inn. And it's just, it's one of the best produced things you're ever going to see.
Yep. Very, very well organized. So that segment will run sometime this winter.
And you can be assured that people are going to want to come put their cars in Falls Village.
Right.
It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. So hats off to everybody who organized it.
And what's nice about it is you had all the local booths. We did about 5 or 6 interviews with the local, people raising money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. I met the new owner and interviewed of Skip Barber Racing. And of course, the guy from the TV show. It was, but with all the people there enjoying, and then I get to sit on the. I walked around a lot this year because I could. I did a lot of walking interviews.
The first time in 4 years.
Yeah, but on the porch, you're sitting there, and I was talking to people from Falls Village. I was talking to people from Michigan. I was talking to people from India. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. And the years that you kind of missed, the same. What is so wonderful about it is, on top of everything that you've already mentioned, is it grew organically just because it was a really cool, authentic thing. Not because anyone, went crazy trying to market it. It's the coolest.
Yeah. Denny seems to think it might have been the biggest car show in Connecticut.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about
disagree.
It. I don't think there's any question about it.
Incredible.
Well, anyway, that was that.
Yeah. The big talk, of course, this week is the maternity ward at Sharon Hospital. Discussion will continue. I understand there's going to be a rally on Saturday on the Sharon Green to protest the closing or to encourage the keeping it open, however you look at it. Talks are still going on between the hospital and Sharon OBGYN and other entities. So that really hit a note with people, and it's a lot of talk about that topic.
What's interesting about that topic, and I interviewed Peter, I interviewed Brian, I interviewed Maria, mm-hmm. I interviewed the people from Save the Sharon Hospital, is it boils down to basically one thing. There's got to be an agreement between the Sharon OBGYN and Sharon Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that has to be worked out.
Right.
And maybe this exploding in the press like this and getting so much attention, the two sides will be able to work out something.
Well, let's hope.
You know, that's what has to happen.
And it has to be dialogue and compromise.
Yeah, but I think the public pressure on both really does succeed, you know, because...
But the most important thing, as you said before, is that everybody understands what's going on so that... It can be so that there's room for dialogue and negotiation.
I just think both the Sharon Hospital and Sharon OBGYN now see that this is something that has to be settled, and because it won't, the public will not allow it to go away.
But okay, I mean, got it.
Yep. I mean, shades of, you know, when the hospital was up for sale. I mean, it is the heart and soul of this community in many ways, and not for health-wise, for economic purposes, for safety purposes. So it's a very a hot topic.
And
the parameters, as you both state them, are. Go on.
The parameters are that it comes down to one basic: you need coverage, and you need to share an OBGYN or another group to come in and do that. And it's tough to recruit people to this area exactly for that.
Yeah,
but it still needs to happen.
Yeah.
That said,
it still needs to happen, and it will happen.
And there are ways to make it happen.
I have no doubt that it will happen. Cooler heads will prevail, and smarter. These are all smart people, and they're all concerned about the local area. I have great faith that it'll work out.
Good. We had politics yesterday in Sharon at the Peel's house. There were over 100 people to listen to candidates running for office actually primaries in August first, and then elections in November. Ned Lamont, who's running for governor, Susan Bicewich, lieutenant governor, Mary Glassman, and Johanna Hayes, who are both seeking SD seat, 5th District in U.S. Congress. William Tung, who is looking to fill the AG seat, gave some good talks and answered some good questions. And again, all we can say is get out there and vote. It's August 14th. Registrars are working now. Absentee ballots will soon be available, and whichever party and whichever candidates. But voting is, as we know, so important. Looking ahead, tonight we have the Falls Village Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen. Tomorrow night, the meeting in Cornwall on the farm lease. You know that Chris Hopkins is selling out the farm. The young couple is buying it. They want to continue the lease. There's 100 acres across the street, across the road on Route 7 that's town-owned, and they want the lease to farm that land. Has to go to a town meeting. That's 7:30 tomorrow night in Cornwall.
There's a Sharon Board of Selectmen meeting tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep. And then on Thursday, we have the third and final series in that violence prevention seminar, and the topic is substance abuse. That's 6 o'clock at Bitterman Center in Canaan. Noble is having its big picnic and concert that same night.
And Michael Berkeley is performing with Maria Hickey.
Mm-hmm. So that's always fun. And loads of concerts. I mean, that we still have the Wednesday night concert right across from you, and the
Thursday night concerts
at Couch Piper,
and Sunday night at the Doughboy.
And Sunday night at the Doughboy.
You know, when I think about the picnic go-go at Noble Horizons this week, I go back to the old days, and remember when they used to do the fried chicken? They used to have, once a year in the summertime, they would make homemade fried chicken.
Oh, Oh, really?
And
oh.
You had hundreds of people out, and I would be broadcasting from it. And I would, one year I might be 400 pounds, and people would say, Marshall, the old timers would come out, don't eat that, it's bad for you. And the next time when I was out there and I had lost weight, Marshall, have some chicken. You too thin.
They're looking out for you, Marsh.
But oh, it's nice to see that back. So
yes, that
with the fried chicken.
What?
With fried chicken?
No, but it's just still the idea that they're having the
picnic and public invited. And on Saturday, we've got the going away party for Laura Carlson. She is stepping down as a manager, or whatever you'd say, of the Salisbury Association. And Lou Bucherri is taking over, and there's going to be a party at the Academy building from 5 to 7 on Saturday. And there's also Sharon Historical Society Art Show from 5 to 7. So loads of things to do this weekend, loads of things to do during the week.
And All Shook Up is next up at the Sharon Playhouse.
And Sharon Playhouse is doing very well this year, I understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ruth!
Okay. We're in business. I'm not going to complain because it's beautiful weather.
That's right.
Out we go and get that news.
Right, in 6 months.
We'll speak to you next week.
Have a good week. Thank bye-bye.
You. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here on Robin Hood Radio with the Republican American Report.